Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's a very, very moving song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This song was sung on the request of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur when the Thakur was on his deathbed. It was when he was lying down on that bed from which he would never rise, that he requested that two songs are sung to him. One song was about his inner disposition and where he wished to go, and the second song was about the means that he wished to take in order to attain to his eternal constitutional position. So the second song is like this. Tu daya sagarata raite prani. It's a song to Krishna. You are an ocean of mercy. You are not just a little merciful, you are an ocean of mercy. To deliver the living beings you have brought and taught. Could you imagine what Krishna brought and taught in order to deliver the living beings? The holy name, says Ram Govinda. And Ram Govinda is sleep deprived, but he still can remember this. So you are an ocean of mercy, not a little bit merciful. Not sometimes, the ocean is always there, always has water. It's not that tomorrow you come to the ocean and it's empty, no, it's still full of water. So why is he an ocean of mercy? Well, to deliver the living beings you have brought and taught your innumerable holy names. And then he describes why the holy name is so special. You have invested your full potency in your holy names and have made no restrictions regarding time or place. We can, in other words, chant always, even in the night, when usually, for instance, when you go to holy places, in the night you shouldn't take a bath. Like in Radhakund, for instance, you cannot go in the night time and take your bath because the Navaradharani is sleeping. She should not be disturbed. But the holy name has no restriction regarding time or place. You can chant it, chant the holy name at any time, at any place. In the next verse, he speaks about what the holy name does, that it empowers us. And he says, Sinama Chintamani Dohari Samana. The touchstone of Srinam is equal to you. You are identical with the name, and anyone who chants it, he becomes touched by it and transformed. You have distributed this treasure house of mercy throughout the entire creation. Yes, everywhere the chanting is going on. Now comes the fourth stanza of this song. And when the singer was through it, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's reaction was totally amazing. The Thakur took both his hands and clasped his chest and started to cry uncontrollably. And he repeated the lines again and again. This is your supremely magnanimous compassion, O Lord. O Lord, now listen. But my luck is extremely poor. Why does he feel so poor that in his deathbed he cries and cries and cries inconsolably? Well, he explains, my anuraga, that is my intense affection for Sri Nam, has never awakened. Thus, the heart of Bhakti Vinod is overcome with sorrow. He feels so sorrowful. This is a song which reminds us of our great fortune to meet the Holy Name, who is like a touchstone that has the power to transform us, like a touchstone which comes in contact with iron, boom, makes the iron into gold. But it also reminds us of our ill fortune. We are ill-advised and we have ill fortune. So during this life, I think Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's last teaching is try anything and everything you can to develop attachment for the Holy Name. One thing you can do is to chant in the heat of the midday sun the Holy Name and show that you really want this. This is our last kirtan for this stretch. After it, we will all leave this forest for our lunch break, and then we will continue.